Hello, everyone. Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. A very deadly virus outbreak is happening in some specific countries, and I want to put out not an alarm, but a thought that this could, if it grows, have potential serious impacts on world markets. Now, the stock markets around the world are already very jittery, very fragile, as we are not only in a massive trade war, but now in a currency war, with the head of China stating that he wants to see the Chinese currency become the global world currency. We are seeing the United States go after countries like Venezuela, Greenland, and possibly even Colombia. Right now, there is a virus. It is called the Nipah virus, and I want to talk about it. I'm going to show you what it is, and then I want you to let me know down below, do you think that if this grows, this could potentially cause global stock markets to have either a flash crash, a sustained downturn, or do you think it's going to be business as usual? Now, before I tell you this, this is not what I warned everyone about 2 years ago. That has already begun. This is something completely different. So here we go. What we're going to do is I'm going to show you a handful of headlines and why this is important. Right now, this is out of Newsweek. Global Virus Network issues statement on the Nipah virus. Okay, we're going to get to what this is. But China is now ramping up Nipah virus surveillance. Okay, we are in the early innings of what is going on. It says right as of right now, no Nipah viruses cases have been detected in China as of Tuesday, and the probability of infections in China remains low. The National Disease Control and Prevention Administration said in the wake of a recent outbreak in neighboring India. All right. So India is all over this right now. This is in the actual country. Spreading. It says right here, according to the World Health Organization, the virus is estimated has a fatality rate of about between 40 and 75%, right? Now, take a look at this. What is the actual virus? And I'm getting blocked. Here we go. All right. It says here, India is moving quickly to contain a Nipah virus outbreak in the eastern state of West Bengal after two cases were confirmed by the Federal Health Ministry. Now, again, super early, right, with this information, but it's spreading like wildfire in the media. That's why I wanted to bring it up, because even if this doesn't just take off tomorrow, right, what can happen, and this, remember, this news story that I'm reading you is a few days old, it can actually mess with world stock markets. If they think that there's another pandemic or epidemic starting, you could start seeing a selling off of all kinds of different assets. It says right now, or as of 3 days ago, nearly 200 people have been quarantined after they were identified as contacts of the infected patients. I don't want to get into what the actual virus is, but you could do some reading yourself. But what I'm curious is what you think could happen from this if the news, just the news headlines, keep growing, and this sort of takes center stage for the attention of human beings around the world. I believe that you should be concerned when it comes to global markets, as where a if it grows, a possible sell-off could start. So I'm not saying go out and sell everything in panic and fear, but this is one of those opportunities where you get to see a building news story that could start picking up momentum, and it could lead to something in financial markets because the financial markets are already so strained. All right, with that being said, thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out.